Post-Hypnotic Press presents an unabridged recording of Jennings' Diary by Anthony Buckridge, narrated by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. The Start of It All. The first evening of a new term is just a little different from all the other evenings which lie ahead. It is a restless, unsettled time, when ties with home have been broken and the links of another term are not yet forged. Jennings sat on his bed, twirling his socks round and round like contra-rotating propellers, and puzzling over this feeling of strangeness which was taking so long to wear off. He knew it was nothing to do with his surroundings, for Linbury Court School looked the same as it always had done. The dormitory seemed familiar enough, with its rows of beds and lockers and chairs. There was the well-remembered damp patch on the ceiling caused by the overflowing of a wash-basin in the room above. Below this was the mark on the wall where a badly aimed sponge bag had overshot the target area. All these were unchanged. What then was wrong? Perhaps it was his friends who were different. After all, it was a whole month since he had seen them. He gazed about him, seeking a clue to the mystery. All round the dormitory, boys were preparing for bed, struggling with knotted shoelaces or straining sweaters into shapeless woolen tunnels as they tugged them over their heads. Yet no one appeared to have changed very much, Jennings thought. Apart, of course, from the minor alterations which were only to be expected on the first day of term. Venables, for instance, was still suffering from a recent drastic haircut which caused him to massage the bristly nape of his neck every few seconds. And Derbyshire was wearing a new school uniform, specially chosen to allow him plenty of room to grow in all directions. No doubt the time would come when it would fit him well enough, but at the moment his slight figure appeared to be shrouded in a loosely woven cocoon of grey material. The sleeves, reaching almost to his knuckles, had caused him trouble all through tea time by sliding down onto his plate and becoming mixed up with his bread and butter. Jennings stopped twirling his socks and called, "Hey, Derbyshire, are you feeling all right?" It was the first time he'd spoken to his friend since they had parted company at the end of the previous term. But theirs was an easy-going friendship which bridged the gap of absence without effort and started off again quite naturally from where it had left off.
"Yes, I think so," Derbyshire replied, slipping off his jacket. "At any rate, I'm feeling a lot better now I've found my way out of this new clobber. Why, don't I look all right?"
"Oh, yes. I just wondered whether you were feeling like me, sort of weird, if you know what I mean."
"It must have been those baked beans we had for tea," said Derbyshire. "You want to be careful with baked beans. They need watching. I found one up my sleeve when I took my jacket off just now."
He stared earnestly at his friend through dusty spectacles.
"You lie down quietly if you're feeling rough. I'll go and fetch Matron. She'll soon put you right."
Jennings clicked his teeth in mild exasperation.
"Don't be such a clodpole, Derby. I'm not ill." "You said you were." "No, I didn't. I meant there was a peculiar sort of something in the air. I wondered whether you'd noticed it."
Derbyshire removed his glasses and peered round the room. The atmosphere looked all right to him.
"We could open the window if you like," he suggested helpfully. "It's not that. It's a sort of feeling I've got, rather as though I've been here before." "Well, so you have. Every night, for the last four terms." "If you want to know what I think, Jennings, I'd say you were suffering from a really chronic attack of beginning of termitis."
"Huh?"
"Oh, it's nothing serious. It's just that you haven't switched over properly from holidays to term time."
The specialist frowned thoughtfully at his patient.
"You'll feel less weird tomorrow when you've got over the ghastly shock, and after that you'll settle down to a calm and peaceful term with everything running smoothly."
A rash prophecy, if ever there was one. Jennings' feeling of strangeness passed quickly enough, but it is doubtful whether calm and peaceful was a fair description of the storm-tossed breakers ahead in the troubled waters of the Easter term. Pleased with this ready solution of his friend's problem, Derbyshire returned to his bed, rolled up his new uniform into a tight ball and squeezed it into his clothes locker. Jennings, meanwhile, was unpacking the small suitcase which contained the things he would need for the first night of term. He laid his pyjamas on his bed and placed his still damp flannel and soap neatly on the top, while he rummaged through the remaining contents of his case. At once, a look of concern clouded his wide-awake eyes. His collection of cheese